Hey, good morning, Jeff. Matt, the Google marketing guy. How you doing?
Good, Matt. Glad you called. How's it going?
Good, good. Busy already this morning.
Okay,
doesn't
right.
sleep. Did you get a chance to go over that email I sent you?
Yeah, I went over some of it. I do want to do the 700. If you still want to do that, I do want to do that. The $700 3-month package.
Yeah, I can definitely get that arranged. I just need to build that out correctly. And then you're running under Endura Concrete Constructors, is that right?
Yes. Okay. But I have it filled out. I'm running under Endura Concrete because that's my they asked me if I want to go by a short name or whatever in the paperwork, and I said, yeah, I can.
So okay, on your LLC?
I'm able to run by that. Yeah.
Okay. So your LLC just says Endura Concrete on it, correct?
It says Endura Concrete Constructors, LLC.
Oh, it does. Say. Okay. Do you have like a DBA under that?
What's that?
Or no.
What is a DBA?
Okay, I'm going to show you the name is Endura Concrete, but Google might give a little problem with it just because I'm going to have to provide the LLC. And they might come back and say, well, his LLC says this, right? But I'm going to put that in the notes. It's like, I would say about 75% certain that we can get it approved with the way you stand now. Worst case scenario is you might have to do like on your LLC, just file a paper to get rid of that extra word on it. Okay. Cause I do agree. I think having Endura Concrete just the way like that short and simple and sweet is better than having a longer name, okay?
So,
but it's going to be like 75% certainty that Google is going to like push it through and not, you know, give us a hard time. You know, 25% of the time, though, they might say, no, it's got to match the LLC name.
Well, I want to tell you. So there is – so I had a company through Google. They already have that company up, the Endura Concrete, but it's shut down. So, because I've already, I had the company open before as Endura Concrete, shut it down. So then I reopened in a new name, but before I've already been listed on Google. So,
I see Endura Concrete. I don't think that's you though. No.
No.
Yeah, there's no Google business profile right now. Endura Concrete on Google right now, like that's actively showing. Right.
Okay, because it was the East Flat Rock is what it was. East Flat Rock, North Carolina. Endura Concrete, East Flat Rock, North Carolina. And it should come up. That was my old address.
North Carolina. Okay, there it is. Endura Concrete, LLC. Okay, so I do see a Google business profile. Okay. Yeah, it has no like 5 stars or anything or anything like that. So this name, so this is your old address, the 218 Mill Terrace?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. We might be able to just take this and do an address. Yeah, and then remove the LLC. So I'm going to roll with this. I'm going to put that in the notes, right? And then obviously we've got to beef it up. We got to get more pictures on there. We got to start having you do the 5-star reviews. But I think what we could do is take this one and just do a address change and then get rid of the LLC off of it.
Okay.
Because that's what I definitely want to do. Not make sense to put the LLC on it. It just clogs the name is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to do that. We're going to have to show it in Endura Concrete. I'm going to definitely use your old Google business profile, do an address change, remove the LLC off of that. That'll make it like a lot easier on it. Now I'm assuming you're running your business out of your house, right? That's what you put on your LLC paperwork, correct?
Yes, for right now,
All right, so we're going to hide the address, but obviously Google's going to need the address for verification purposes, okay? So what is the address that you're running under?
It's 44 elevators, E-L-E-V-A-R-C-E-S, Leicester, North Carolina.
So 44 and then E-L-E-V-A, said, acres?
Yep, A-C-R-E-S, yeah, like elevator, but elevators. And then Leicester, North Carolina.
Okay.
27848.
Okay, gotcha. And it's road, right? On that one?
Yeah. Okay. Elevators Road, yes.
Yeah, no problem. I like that. Okay, here it is. Okay. And this is going to be your best phone number, right? This 828-777-0080?
Yep. Yeah, okay. That's the number.
And I'm assuming
that's
your
legal number.
Name is Jeffrey. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so J-E-F-F-R-E-Y?
Yep. Okay. Exactly.
And then obviously it's Birchfield is your last name, correct?
Yeah.
B-U-R-T-H-F-I-E-L-D. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And to just kind of recap, obviously we're going to help build you out a website that we talked about, right? I'm going to build you something really nice. We're going to take care of all of that for you. And then we do purchase a special phone number. It's going to be an 828 area code or whatever area code in that area is. And that's what we're going to purchase for your business, because the call tracking phone number, Jeffrey, we're going to put that on the website. We're going to put it on all your ads, on your Facebook ads. And what that's going to do, it's going to let you know and us know every month where the leads are coming from, what city is doing really good, you know, how successful you're doing on it, right? So that ultimately you can continue to, with us, see, you know, how successful everything's doing, and we can keep making the tweaks on it. Make sense?
Yeah, so you're going to want to use this number on the Google listing.
Yeah, so the number that we're going to purchase, we're going to use that. It's going to be like a whatever area code that makes sense in the area. So if it's an 828, we're going to use that number, right? And then when they call it, it lets us know, and you know, analytics about the person, like where they live, right? Where did that person call from? Did they call from Google? Did they call from Facebook, right? And what city do they live in? All that information is going to be captured on each lead so that we can continue to keep performing for you, right? And then ultimately you know and us know how well everything's doing on a month-to-month basis.
Am I going to be getting charged for these people that are calling them?
No. That's part of our package. We purchase that phone number for each business, right, as part of, you know, tracking purposes, because if we just broadcast it, let's say your 828 number, right, every month we will not know how many leads you got, other than, hey Matt, I got this many calls, right? It's not transparent on both sides, right? So that's why we purchased this specialty phone number, to know how well you're doing on a month-to-month basis. Okay, because, you know, your success is our success. So we've been doing that concept for the last, 10, 12 years now, purchasing this special phone number for each business to really give us that transparency and help make the tweaks along the way so that we can keep making you more and more successful. Good news is, too, all your calls are recorded as well, Jeffrey, right? So let's say you're ever on a job and you're like, crap, what did that guy say? You can always go back and listen to the call, right? And that'll show up, you know, in your dashboard or on, you know, the app, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really does, like, help you manage your business, right?
Yeah.
And really be successful, okay? Because, you know, that is obviously important. You know, it's not just, hey, let's just, you know, throw you on the first page in Google. We really need to make sure that, you know, you are getting the, you know, success and that you are, you know, able to keep staying with us, right? Because we want to retain you too, right? We don't want to just charge you money and not get you anything. But I do recommend, like I said, getting like that photo, like the Lewis Pest photo, right? Really taking the time to get that photo, really take the time to sit down and write down all the past people that you have done business with, and then using our tool to get those 5-star reviews. So once we get the new Google business profile established with the right address, right, you taking that time to now use that 5-star tool to start working towards, okay, you know, start get to 5, then get to 10, then get to 25, right? But use that so you can beef up that profile, because the more you beef it up, it's going to help you in the longer run too.
Right. I think I might, if you could take over the other Google business account, I think I might even have 5-star reviews, but I don't know. I mean, so.
The Enduro Concrete LLC at 218 Mill Terrace, East Rock, North Carolina, that one has no reviews on it right now.
Okay. So what it does, it has 5 home advisor reviews, I guess.
Yeah, I do see the home advisors. It actually has 4, to be exact.
Okay.
But, counting, right? Here's the thing, you know, those reviews though really don't matter, right?
Hmm.
Because, you know, in the long thing of things, right, everybody looks at Google, right? So we need to boost up your Google image. That's what I'm going to give you is like all of that in the flat, you know. So, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, they take forever to get their Google image boosted up, and they're like focused on Angie's or Yelp or, you know, Home Advisor or Thumbtack or Facebook, right? And those are like decent platforms, but there's nothing more powerful than Google, right? Or even comes close, because everybody, when they're looking, Jeff, right, for a business, all they do is Google concrete guy or concrete this or concrete that, right? And whoever shows up, that's who's getting the calls, right?
Yeah, our listing came about. Our listing came after the company shut down before, back in 2020. But that next year, we were getting calls like crazy because of the Google listing. I knew it was that, but it was just...
Yeah, and that's why we have that tracking phone number, because we want to make sure, hey, like, we're getting you results. You're now investing $700 into this, right? So that tracking phone number is going to be everybody's friend. And just to kind of give you realistic expectations too, right, the first couple weeks, we got to get your Google business profile re-verified, right? Got to get the address changed. Got to do a bunch of programming. We got to get your website done, right, and your Facebook ads all completed, right, all within the next, like, few weeks, right? So take seven to ten business days to get a lot of that stuff done. So the first month, you're going to get results, but it's really month 2, Jeffrey, where this thing takes off, where you're going to see, like, a noticeable night-day difference in the phone calls.
No, I understand, I have to get all that stuff in, the picture. I'm going to work on all that stuff hard, though.
Yeah, that's good. And the more you work with us with it, the better off you're going to be. It's my clients that really put the and take this seriously that get the results. It's the people that just sit back and think that, you know, hey, you know, don't have any, like, active play into it. You know, they just think that, you know, I'm going to perform a miracle for them. And, like, look, we need documents from you. We need to prove, hey, that you have this LLC, right, to give to Google in order for it to get verified and get, you know, dialed in. We might have to do a video with Google, right, just to do the secondary check on the business, because Google's a lot more like vetting the businesses in a lot of ways now. They don't just allow anybody to get on Google.
Right? I tried to get my account back.
That's good. Yeah. So you still have access to that that Google business profile though, right? Like, you remember your username and password on it?
No, I don't. I might have it from, I had a partner. So I might, he's a good friend of mine. I'll get a hold of him and see if I can't get it. But he was in talks with them trying to get it, but they wanted a video, and then I sent them a video, then they wanted my articles from the Secretary of State, which I haven't sent that yet, but I mean, I have it all now. This is a couple months ago, so.
Okay. Yeah, so what I would recommend is, you know, getting in contact. Obviously, we're going to need to get access to that. If we need to create a new one, and you can't get access to, like, that Google profile, like the username, password, and all that, then we'll just create a new one. So
I think we need to create a new one then. Because if they can't help us get access, then I can't. I don't know. I have all the information, but I just cannot.
We'll just create a new one. I'll just create a new one.
Sorry.
I'll put in the notes that you had an old one, but you don't have access to the username and password anymore. And then that way, it'll clear up all the confusion on it.
Okay.
Now, we do need to set up a security question for your account. Okay, you could either use mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
We'll use my mother's and the maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and then what's the answer to that?
It's to say, so T-I-F-E-I.
T-I-F-E-I. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep.
Nobody in my team's ever going to know how to say that right, so just kidding.
Italian.
They're going to be like, is it T-I-F-E-I? Okay, but yeah, I'll definitely put that in there, how to pronounce it. If they,
however, whatever.
They may butcher it, though, you know. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'm putting that down for you on it so that we have that established, okay? And then what do you want your hours of operation to show up online?
I want to do 7 to 4.
Okay, Monday through Friday or?
Yeah. Monday through Friday.
What about Saturday?
Yeah, that's fine. They can call me.
Okay. Monday through Saturday, and then we'll just put Sunday off. Is that how we're going to do it? Okay.
Yep, perfect. That's fine.
Perfect. Okay. Second, Jeff. Okay. And then do you want to be able to receive, like we can integrate, like, PayPal and, like, payment processing on your website? Do you want to be able to, like, do that on your website? It's not going to cost you anything. I mean, we can put it on there if you want to, like, be able to take, like, payment, like, process credit card. Or do you mainly just do, like, check? Like, is that kind of how you work?
Yeah. Can we get back to it later? I don't have a PayPal exactly right off the bat.
Okay.
But I can make one.
Okay. I mean, we can build it out. It doesn't cost you anything. It won't, like, and it won't clog up your website either. So we can just put it on there if you want us to, you know?
Okay, that's fine. And then I'll start one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that way when you take cards or, like, if somebody wants to put it on, like, on a credit card or something, you can. You know, obviously PayPal charges a little transaction fee, you know, but, you know, you can probably build that into your costs when you charge your clients, you know.
Okay.
So that way, you know, you can take cards, too, because sometimes.
Make it easier for people. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes people want to throw it on a card, right? So, you know, that's how I look at it, too. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it really comes down to how you want to do it. But, yeah, a lot of my clients, though, they do take cards, you know, especially in this day and age, right? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get your – oh, what's the best, like, form of contact, like text, call, or email for you? Like, if you were to say, Matt, this is the best way to get in touch with me, if you had to choose, like, for my
text
team.
Me.
text
you.
You
text me.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. That's how I really talk to people other than, like, obviously clients, but I mean, that's how I keep up with everyone is text. But you can call me. I don't care.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. I'll just say text is your best form. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got the hours, got this. To fi or not to fi. Okay, so we're made a name. Here we go. And then, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get you over your invoice and everything over to you. Okay? So that we can get you situated here. And then I do have to schedule you an onboarding call with my team as well. So I'll pull up the calendar for that, and we can definitely look into what a good time would be for you. So what do you want to use? You can either use, like, MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express.
Visa.
Okay. I should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
Okay. This is just... All right, so it's 4899 1109 1368 6240.
Okay, let me read this back to you. 4899 1109 1368 6240.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration on that?
Is 0330.
Okay, and then 3-digit code?
338.
Okay. And the address tied to that, is that the same as the one you gave me, the 44 Elva Acres?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Saw that, yep.
Yeah, I've got to... I have all the I's dotted, you know, T's crossed, right?
No, I understand.
All righty. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get everything kind of situated here. Okay. So the good news is, since I was able to get you a discounted pre-agreement for you, I do need to kind of go through this exercise with you. I'm going to send this to you as a extra form of protection as well in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, you know, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you just to make sure that we have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Endura Concrete.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Jeff Birchfield, owner, operator.
Okay. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're obviously authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To ensure that you get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you our 877 number right now, Jeff. Okay. I want you to make sure you save this in your contacts. Okay. I have so many stories where I like, hey, did you save the number in your contacts? Well, no. And then that's why they never take our calls, right? So I have like one of my biggest clients, he's a drain company in New York. And for a long time, he wasn't taking our calls. My team was very frustrated because, you know, he was our, like a big account. He spent a lot of money with us. And he, for whatever reason, would not pick up the phone calls, and we would have to chase him down. And then I finally got him on the phone one day, and I said, hey, you know, did you save the number like I told you in your contacts? And he's like, well, no. I'm like, no wonder. So yeah. Take the moment, okay? Save that 877 number that I just texted you in your contacts under Local/, okay? So it's 877-635-6225. Okay. Please allow up to 24 hours to return any and all phone calls from you from Local Splash. We are very responsive at returning phone calls. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. It does happen. People like to sell people, right? A lot of my clients get calls from Yelp all the time. Okay. In hiring though Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that last one?
So let me rephrase it because I hate the way that we phrase this question, but we're asking that, hey, during the time that you're with us, hey, do you agree to disclose any other additional online marketing efforts that you do for your business?
Yes.
Okay. We need to rephrase it because it comes off weird. So as a part of the verification process, though, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your proof of insurance, proof of your LLC, proof of any business license, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted upon request within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 27, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $700. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew after the 3 months on the 27th day of each month in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your service agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative, okay? If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash, we are international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, self-explanatory. Okay, now, let's do this. Let me go ahead and pull up the calendar here because I have to figure out an onboarding time for me and the team and you and all that jazz, right? So let's see. How is your schedule looking? So let's talk about that. Let me see what I have available.
I'm pretty open right now.
Okay. Monday, I can do, let's see. Let me tell you what times I got Monday, Jeff.
Okay.
And I'll do you, let's see, because you're obviously North Carolina, so you're Eastern. So I can do Monday at 10 a.m. or I can do Monday at noon your time. Any of those work for you, would you say?
10 a.m. works for me.
Okay. Let me grab that before it gets snaked. You know, it's like hot commodity right now. Yeah.
Right.
What was that?
Right. Awesome.
And to confirm, the expiration date on the card is 3:30, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Got to make sure I got all the I's dotted, T's crossed, you know?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to take that time. On
Monday.
On that day. Okay. Booking you then. Okay. And then, how long do you think it will take you to get us, like, a photo, like, the Lewis Pass? Like, can you get it to us, like, in the next, you know, few weeks even, or, like, 30 days?
No, yeah, I'll get it in the next few weeks. Okay. For sure. I'll do it immediately. Like,
I see. Okay. Yeah, that'll be really helpful for it. And you said this was a Visa card, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to confirm the number, because it's like saying it's invalid for some reason.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Well, there's a – it's kind of – it's a little bit jacked up here. It's so – it's worn out. It's worn.
The card's worn out a little?
Yeah. So it's 4399. That's the problem.
Oh, okay, because I had it 4899, yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm sorry. No, the card's
hey,
worn.
I'm like, okay, what did I input wrong? You know, I'm like, it's Friday.
I'm sitting here trying to read it earlier, and I'm like, that's why I was like, it's 4399.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That should go through.
Now, do you also have, like, does your bank have, like super protection on that card, too? Because, yeah, it's just giving me a little tough time right now. Yeah, it's like the card, and then it says you might get like a something from your bank to authorize it, like a text or something.
Okay.
You know, just to make, because, you know, like my car company does that too sometimes, like when it's a decent sized transaction.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it probably
$700
is.
We're talking too. So, you know, it's not like, it's not like a.
Hey, did you get a code? You think they'll send it now? Did you get a code on your phone? Where's your phone at? I'm looking right now. Let's see. You didn't get any code or anything? Can I use your card? Or I don't know. My card's wore out, and I guess they're having a hard time.
Yeah.
My card is wore out.
To do a different card, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I can't. I guess it's hard for me to read it, but I mean, I should have the number. I don't know. You want me to use my credit card? One second, boss.
Yeah, no problem.
Hold on. All right. Oh, okay. Whew.
Is it going to be under your name still, or is it just a
We'll do it under mine. It's just going to be a different card. I'll use my credit card, I guess.
Okay, that's no problem. Is that a Visa?
Well, because then it's going to be under a different name, though, if I use your debit card, Paul. Is that going to be all right if I use hers, then?
I mean, I can put her name on it. That's fine. Yeah, totally. I mean, I have clients that do that all the time if you want me to.
Okay. Hold on one second, then. Yeah, I'll just give me your card, then, Holly, if that's what you want to do. Got a couple kids in here.
Yeah.
Acting a little wild.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah. So we'll do a debit card still.
Hold on. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
One second. So let me go back.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. No, I hear you. Okay, so we're going to do a debit card, okay? And you're saying this is going to be under somebody else's name, yeah?
Yeah, my wife.
Okay, what's her name?
She's a partner in the business, though, but it's Holly.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to also – but you're going to mainly be handling the account, right? She's just going to –
I'm going to handle it all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, and then Jeffrey, what's her name?
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y.
Okay.
E. Birchfield.
E. Birchfield? Is the E the middle initial you're saying?
The middle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birchfield. That's the name on the card. Okay. Give me one sec. Okay. And then is this going to be Visa, MasterCard?
This is a Visa.
Okay. That should start with a 4-2. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
Yeah. That's the thing. It's the same. So it's 4399.
Uh huh.
1109.
Okay.
025.
Wait. So 4399, 1109, and then what's the next set of four?
1025.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Then 5262.
5262. Is that the same card number as your other one? I don't think so.
No. It's not the same, but it's
close,
it's,
yeah.
Matches, 8 digits match. The first 8.
And then the expiration on that?
12/26.
12. Okay. 26. And then 3-digit code.
139.
139. Okay. So that's going to be December 26. There we go. Okay. And then her name is going to be, obviously, Holly. H-O-L-L-Y. Company. Okay. Just an individual. I'm going to update it. Here we go. Let's put it in here. And then obviously, okay. And you're obviously authorized to use her card, right? You know, like
yes.
You read earlier. So, you know, I don't want to, last thing I want to do is, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. No, you're good. I'm legit.
Okay, here we go. Processing it now. Hopefully we good. 3 times a charm, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. How many clients do you think you have done? Like, have you kept a list of all your clients?
Oh, man. I don't have any. I don't have any. I mean, I have a couple, like, that I've done, but I don't have many.
Okay.
I have some of the pictures.
You might have to sign your wife's name on the invoice because it's her card info now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I would say back to you real quick, and we'll go over that in a second, or have her just take your phone and do it. What I was going to say, though, is, Jeff, try to get as many people you've done business with, like, organized somehow, whether you put it, like, on a piece of paper or on a spreadsheet on your computer, or maybe you can have your wife help you with that. Reason why we need that is, like, when it comes time and when it's ready to start using that 5-star review tool, you're going to be able to input those people into our system, right? Now, remember this tidbit, because I just had a roofing company go crazy with that. And literally, as soon as you input somebody into our system, it sends out the text message right away. Thank you for using, you know, our XYZ company. You know, our company is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please click the link to leave us a 5-star review, right? Like, that text message will go out immediately as soon as you put it into our system. So what I tell people is don't input a bunch of people all at once, because then number one, it's going to all go out. And if you get too many 5-star reviews too fast, what happens is Google will lock your account down.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. So keep that in mind. So what my recommendation is just put like 2 people into my system every day. Just make it like set a time every day. And you just put it, it'll literally take you like a minute to do, right? You know, and by doing that, you'll get onesie twosies, 5-star reviews organically, right? And then you'll slowly develop those 5-star reviews, then trying to get them all so fast.
Okay.
You could also send that text message out to you, like, friends and family members, like, you know, that would, like, give you a 5-star review as well. Just don't get in the habit of using too many friends and family members.
I'm with you 100%.
Do it. You're not supposed to do it, but, hey, you know what? If you need a couple extra 5-star reviews, all my clients do it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
my thing is, I've actually done work for the ones that – concrete for the ones that I was going to use. So, I mean
mm-hmm. – So there you go. If you can get a list of like 10 to 20, 30 people that you've done business with, it's going to help you with those 5-star reviews. Okay.
Right.
And definitely do it, because I'm telling you, it's like the badge of honor. The more you get on that, the better off it's going to be, for you and, for your company to really grow to that next level. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, let's talk about Jeff. couple quick things, okay? You should have got a text message, right? That says we sent you a copy of your invoice, and then there's a link to click on to accept the terms and all that. Now, it might show your wife's name because it was her card that got billed. So if it is your wife's name, we got to sign in under your wife's name.
Okay, but
what do you see?
My dashboards.
You clicked on the one, the terms.
You said it was an email?
No, it was a text to your to your cell.
Okay.
Look for that text.
I see /Jeffrey, you get your business Google verified, and here's the information. I see to log into my account.
Okay, but you don't see a text that says, Jeffrey, thank you for using LocalSplash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. You see that text? It was just, it just sent to you at 11:37 your time.
It's probably
11:38. You probably got it.
Please click here. Okay, I found that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, you click that one.
Okay.
I know a lot of texts come at once, you know.
Yeah, that's why I had to go back a little
bit. Hey, everything's automated these days. Thank God that we have everything.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Okay, so click that.
Have her type
and then
her name.
There should be a name. What name's showing on that invoice?
Okay. And then it's asking me to sign in, though, immediately.
Yeah. That's cool.
So that went through then.
The username and password was texted to you, too.
So, okay, cool.
Let's see. Okay, so that's the one above that text. That's been around 11:40 your time. Okay. Your username's your phone number. And then your password is my mobile. MyMobile. What I recommend you do is download the LocalSplash app. Why don't you take a moment to do that now?
Okay.
Okay, cool. You got that signed. Perfect. So I'm just going to keep you on the account. And, because obviously your wife's really not going to be handling it. And then I got, what's that?
LocalSplash LS.
Yeah, the LS one. Yeah, that one.
Okay. He's selling that now.
Right, where's my concrete guy? Where are you at? Hold on. I want to see the email I sent to you the other day, too. Jeff. There we are.
Yes.
There you go.
What's that?
So I'm just looking up everything.
Oh, okay. I'm over here going through this site. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, and then you like the website I showed you yesterday, right? About how we would make that for your business.
Yeah, I liked it.
So we can kind of use photos like that, and then any photos you supply us as well. Obviously get a photo of you, like you kind of already have a photo, like on your, like your email, like it shows like when you like your name, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, just get like a good photo like that. Have your wife take a good photo of you. Right. Mm-hmm. And like a polo shirt and like dress nice, you know, and you know, so that we can use that photo.
Okay.
I want to put that personalized touch for you. Now, is it just you, or do you also have guys as well, Jeff, that help you?
I have a couple guys that will be helping.
Why don't you coordinate the photo day with all, you know, you and the other guys, and you all kind of dress in like the same, right? Looking real sharp. And then we can put that photo of all three of you guys or whatever, you know?
Okay.
And then that way it'll really like put that polished touch on the business, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
I can do it.
Yeah. And I don't need it like right away, but obviously the sooner you can get it to us, you know, cause we're going to put it on your website, your Google business profile. We're going to put it on your Facebook ads, right? We're going to really brand that like we did with Lewis Pest, right? I'm trying to do that as much as I can with everybody because I just know it really, really does work. And I think it's like going to really help you. Okay. So I'm putting you down right now. Okay. Here's your email here. It's okay, perfect. Got to make sure I secure you for Monday at 10 a.m. Now, we may be a little late. Okay. I always say, hey, give us a little window. Just depending on if somebody else will, like, backed us up or whatnot, the team. You know what I mean? So, give us like 15 minutes. We're not always late, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So I always tell people.
Yeah, you're good. I'm not in a rush right now.
Yeah. So I got that. But I would definitely start digging up that proof of your LLC. Okay. I can get you the name of that proof of LLC document. It's called
Secretary of State.
Yeah, it's the Articles of Organization.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you know what I mean? So that one. So get that one so that we can see, hey, boom, it's like we can just get that ready on an email, and then you can like email it to us when we need it. See if you have any photos you want us to use that you like, right, that you've taken, right? Maybe before and after photos. Those are always good. If you have any photos, too, that you would like us to use, we can definitely put that on your Google business profile, see how we can integrate it on the website, right, all that good stuff. So any stuff that you could provide us, our team will definitely, you know, utilize as much as possible, right, to help build you out and like I said, make it all look nice at the same time. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
All righty. Well, congrats. I'm glad we were able to take this position today and get you dialed in here. I'm going to make sure the team takes good care of you along the way. We will have a monthly call with you to go over progress, we got you along the way as well. So anytime you ever need me, you could always text me, Jeff. You could email me. Here, I'm going to make sure. I don't know if I can see that real quick. Our conversation. I will send you over the 5-star tool instructions once we get your Google business profile established. Okay, because it doesn't make sense yet. Okay, here we go. But you also have an email from me as well, too. So you can always email me as well. I'm usually on the phones all day, right? But, you know, I'm also very easy to get a hold of. So I always tell people, look, if you need to get a hold of me, just send me a text or shoot me an email, and then I'll give you a call one as soon as I, like, am off the phone and can talk. You know what I mean? So, but I'm very, very easy to get a hold of. Okay. Well, congrats, though, Jeff. Right. And looking forward to seeing your progress here with us. And I'll definitely, like I said, be in touch with you along the way. You have yourself a great rest of your Friday, and then we'll talk to you on Monday at around 10 a.m. your time.
That'll be great. Thank you, Matt. Nice talking with you, brother.
Take care.
All right.
You take care. Bye-bye.